You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when she was very young, a fancy lady came to her at night who would talk to her until she fell asleep. Who was she?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, and if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us. We'd love to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You could do that through Apple Podcasts and try it 3 days free. You could do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper, how's it going, friend?
It's going good. I'm ready to hear some stories.
Well, then I'll share one with you.
Awesome.
So it starts like this. Hey, guys. I wish I could say that I don't believe in ghosts, but I need to face the fact that some creepy shit has happened to me in my lifetime. Until I was about 4 or 5 years old, my family lived in a very beautiful and large Victorian-era house. When my parents moved in, they found lots, and that's in caps, they found lots of bullet holes in the walls. Wouldn't that be creepy? Like, yeah. You move into a house and it's like, oh, here's a bullet hole, here's another one, and another one, and another one. My mom dreaded going into the basement because she swore that she could hear voices and footsteps while she was down there. She strongly believes the house was very haunted. Some of our guests and families we rented the upper floors to would say that they had seen apparitions or heard ghostly voices or footsteps on the stairs as well. My mom's best friend, who is very in tune with the psychic and the supernatural, I'm pretty sure she's an empath, absolutely loved that house, but was also very afraid of it. She said that she could sense that there were spirits there. Now, here's my part of the story. According to my mother, when I was about 2 or 3 years old, I used to have trouble sleeping. During the day, I would tell her about the fancy lady, in quotes, who talked to me until I fell asleep. I would tell her about the fancy lady in the long white dress and furs. I know this could just be the product of a child's imagination, but I don't think that a 2-year-old me could come up with a story about seeing a woman in period clothing. This is even creepier with the history of the house. The story goes that there were two sisters who had identical houses built next to each other, our house and the neighboring house. One sister, the one that didn't live in the house, had a son. The other sister didn't have any children and had never married. I assume she was fairly lonely. She was probably the one I used to call the fancy lady. I'm pretty sure that the lady who lived in the house after the sister who inhabited the house died, and she left the house to her nephew. He got older and continued living in the house, even as the area became more dangerous. Well, one day he was out walking his dog, and he was attacked by a group of teenagers. He was sent to the hospital afterward and survived, ... He must... Yeah. He survived.
Did you die or not?
He survived, sort of. He must have suffered from PTSD or paranoia after being attacked because he kind of went insane before dying in the house. That's how the bullet holes ended up in the walls. Maybe he was shooting at nothing, but maybe he was shooting at something darker than his illness. The houses had more owners after us than it ever did before us. The new owners always try to renovate the house, but they never stay for very long. Thanks, Cat. So it definitely sounds like a haunted house, right?
Yeah, that almost sounds like The Haunting of Bly Manor. That's a series on Netflix. It was actually really good.
You know, I have heard stories. Like, there's a little town not too far from here where they built, there's three kids and they built three identical mansions right next to each other. So it's this little bitty town of like 2,000 people with these three identical mansions. So I do get, you know, how people would build, the family would build right next to each other. So I could see how that could happen. So what's the premise? What's the premise of Blythe Mansion?
Bly Manor.
What is it called?
Bly Manor.
Okay, what is it?
Basically, the premise is like the wife went crazy. Like, she almost got possessed, and then she could like see spirits and stuff, and she went kind of crazy. That's basically it.
And so it's like kind of similar to this.
Yeah, that's why I said that. It was like, this sounds like this.
And do you think, I guess I could see if he was attacked by teenagers, definitely understand the PTSD part. Yeah, and then definitely. I could definitely understand how that could maybe lead into mental illness and paranoia. And then if he's living in a haunted house on top of it, that'd just be too much for anybody.
Yeah.
No, I thought that one was kind of interesting. And the fancy lady that she saw when she was a kid, it could be that woman who lived there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But where would you come up, you know, if you're 2 or 3 years old, where are you going to come up with a fancy lady?
With period clothing.
Yeah, right? With furs on. Here is the next story. So our previous house was haunted. My boyfriend, now my husband, and I moved into a rental house together. And on the day we were moving in, we were standing in the kitchen and heard distinct footsteps walking across the attic floor above us. We looked at each other and I said, well, it doesn't feel malevolent. I was thinking to myself, well, I hope we don't end up in a motel. The footsteps did continue, but only occasionally. Okay, so that's creepy. You've already signed the lease. You're legally obligated to live there for whatever period their lease is for. But that would be horrible. Like, you just move in, and the first day you hear footsteps.
And the first thought is like, well, it doesn't sound malevolent.
Well, and do footsteps really ever sound malevolent? Or I don't know.
You can hear some pretty malevolent footsteps.
Yeah, those just sound super dainty. I'm okay with those. Sounds like somebody dainty.
Dainty
little ones. Like, that wouldn't be malevolent. But the ones that go like step, step, step. Like, they're really deliberate and heavy. I guess those
are
be.
Malevolent.
Yes.
Footsteps.
There would be a strong smell of flowers. Okay, that's not malevolent, right?
That's not malevolent at all. That like sounds like something actually really sweet.
I mean, you pay for that. You go get Glade plugins and stuff.
Yeah.
We buy scents for our house, so that wouldn't be bad. Oh, but except hey, for like except the for
the
next
sentence. The ghost is already giving you the scent.
But here's the problem. So there'd be a strong smell of flowers. One time, I was almost choking on it, and I said, okay, I get it. You're here. Now stop the stink. It completely disappeared as quickly as it had come.
Oh.
We had jingle bells on our back door. Sometimes I'd hear them ring out, and I thought it was our cats until I heard them, and both cats were sleeping together on the couch. The creepy thing that would happen was the feeling of, okay, before I say this creepy part, the jingle bells, if it's on the back door, if maybe there's a breeze through the house, maybe there's, I don't know what could be causing that, but
Breeze. Yeah. Because jingle bells are very late.
Right. So maybe. But this next one, the creepy thing that would happen was the feeling of cold, slimy fingers stroking my neck and cheek. Don't like that.
I don't like that part of all. And then, like, that sounds like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
And the funny thing is, that's the only sentence about that. That was it. We also had a plastic pig, about 4 inches long, and it would appear in different places around the house every few days.
Just a random plastic pig.
Just going wherever it wants. I asked my husband about it, and he thought I was doing it. He's a really bad liar, so I knew he was telling the truth. Another time, I left a sticky note for him to put $2 in my purse for a breakfast bun the next day. Which is so funny that, hey, would you put $2 in my purse for this breakfast bun? I got up in the morning and there was the money lying in my purse. I called him during the lunch break to thank him, and he had no idea what I was talking about. He had not seen the note, nor had he put the money in my purse. The really odd thing was that my purse had been zipped shut before I went to bed, and it was unzipped with the money inside in the morning. We believe we had a vortex outside of our house because of the... This is the weirdest dang house. Because it sounds friendly and adorable and cute. And then slimy fingers and then a vortex.
It sounds like two different things.
Like, one is just kind of a Casper the Friendly Ghost. And the other one's like a demon because this one... We believe we had a vortex outside of our house because of the constant lightning strikes and the number of deaths and car accidents that happened there. I had an accident myself as I was turning left into my driveway. Suddenly, there was a Jeep coming from the other direction, and it was like the Star Trek transporters. It shimmered in front of me, and I hit it. Sometime before that, I was on the phone with my husband, and he yelled out, "Oh my God!" A woman in a truck had hit a stump in the yard across the street and flipped the truck. She had no idea what had caused her to do that. We don't live there anymore, but I now regret not contacting one of the ghost hunting shows. It would have been interesting to find out what was going on. Or do you even want to know? Are you safe for not knowing?
Contact a priest, not ghost hunters.
So, like, do you think... Yeah, are ghost hunters really going to figure it out, or did you need the holy water and the priest?
I say holy water and priest.
Because it's interesting. Right off the bat, she just heard footsteps and was like, well, it doesn't feel malevolent. Well, it's footsteps. It still shouldn't be happening. And then flowers doesn't feel malevolent. Jingle bells jingling doesn't feel malevolent. But cold, our slimy fingers.
Death.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's like a cute, friendly ghost that'll leave you $2 in your purse because your husband didn't see the sticky note. That's thoughtful. That's like, if you're going to have a ghost, that's the one you want. But slimy.
And then, like, the random
fingers.
Pig, and then the random pig that's just appearing all over.
That seems a little bit adorable.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's adorable and then it's like evil.
Maybe it's two different things.
I think it has to be, don't you?
Or maybe it's something that's like keeping him there.
I don't know, but I don't like that. Anyway, her name was Carol. That was not me, by the way. I don't like it. I think they're better off not living there. And I think they should be glad that they're someplace else. That's what I think. What do you think?
I would live there. That's what I think.
Oh, of course you would. If you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.